the situation is still bad, still it's tense. There was no work and there is no public transportation. And, you know, the city was by and large deserted. And it looks like that, the instability and the confrontation with the security forces seems to be also extending to other parts of the country. I heard from my staff in Bardar and also from friends from Gondar that there is some clashes there as well. So it's still tense and very terrifying.
What is the situation regarding your policy manager for Action Aid Ethiopia, Otto Daniel Bekele? When was he arrested and have you seen him?
Yes, I have seen him. He was arrested on Tuesday evening from his house, and he is detained in one of the police stations called Bole Warada Police Station, and he is not yet charged, and we are not able to get access to talk face-to-face. We are seeing him at a distance, and he is not also able to get access to a lawyer, and he is not also taken to a court. Now it is over 3 days, and yet he is not taken to the court.
Now, why was he arrested? Did he take part in any public protests?
No, he did not take in any public protest. He was taken from his house. It's our understanding of the situation is that since May 15 election, the government was mistakenly or misunderstandingly labeling us as supporting the opposition and things like that, though we are not involved in any political party movement or in anything except that we have been involved in voters' education, in election observation, and also in activities related to promoting good governance and human rights, though we have also involved at grassroots level supporting communities in various poverty areas.
According to the Constitution, and as you're saying,
yeah.
Daniel Bekele is a lawyer, has the government violated the Constitution itself and acted improperly this week with regard to Mr. Bekele or the demonstrators?
Yes, in our understanding that it has breached the law of the land, because you can't just detain a person with no charge, with no court order, with nothing, because that is what the law says. Even if he is arrested without that procedure, then at least within 48 hours he should have been presented to the court, and you know, the person should have been allowed to defend itself.
What recourse are you taking, or is ActionAid taking? Do you have any legal recourse?
Today I addressed to the commander of the police station, submitted a letter requesting that they should release him, that the organization will take responsibility to bring him whenever they want him for questioning. And I talked to the inspector who's dealing with this kind of issues. They said that, you know, we are just keeping him just, you know, because they said the unit who's dealing with his issue is different. They did not say who is dealing with that, but they said it is different. We are not involved in his case. They said we are just keeping him here.